From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan to discuss the new U.S. strategy for South Asia with the country's leaders.
I'll be traveling to Islamabad tomorrow, back to meet with the Pakistani leadership as well. And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Earlier reports from Washington have suggested Tillerson will bring a tough message for the South Asian country that American and Afghan officials believe it is not doing enough to force the Afghan Taliban to negotiate a peace settlement with the Afghan government. During his unannounced visit in Afghanistan, Tillerson met with President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah. The U.S. and Afghanistan have long alleged that the Afghan Taliban, particularly their deadliest arm, the Haqqani Network, has safe havens in Pakistan. But Islamabad claims it has cleared out all militant safe havens in previously lawless tribal areas bordering Afghanistan through a military operation. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Thursday's vote is Kenya's second try this year to elect a president. The Supreme Court threw out the results of the August 8th election because of what it called irregularities and illegalities. Odinga has withdrawn his candidacy. He says Kenya's Electoral Commission has failed to undertake election reforms, and the coalition has expressed doubt the commission is ready to conduct credible elections. This is VOA News. American and Turkish diplomats continue talks on resolving a dispute over recent visa curbs as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan steps up his rhetoric against the United States. Bilateral relations could be further strained by an upcoming court case. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a scathing attack on Sunday on Turkey's Western allies. Erdogan warned Turkey would respect its strategic alliances with its partners as long as those countries respected the law. Ankara has accused some of its NATO partners of conspiring against it and offering sanctuary to people it accuses of being involved in last year's coup. Erdogan specifically targeted Washington. He said, they say the United States is the cradle of democracy. This cannot be true. This cannot be a democracy, he said. If the United States issues arrest warrants for my 13 bodyguards in a country where I went upon invitation, I'm sorry, but I will not say that country is civilized. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
President Trump will use his upcoming trip to Asia to further consolidate international pressure on North Korea to attempt to deter its pursuit of perfecting a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile. A senior White House official spoke on Monday to reporters, defended the administration's more assertive stance towards North Korea, said, "If we fail to confront and reverse the threat from North Korea, we're going to be living in a much darker era." Indonesia's military chief has now decided not to travel to the United States, although the initial issue that prevented him from traveling has been resolved. The country's armed forces commander and his wife were preparing to board a flight to the United States on Saturday. They'd been invited to the U.S. when the airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied him entry. The United States said the issue was quickly resolved and the general was booked on another flight. But the general apparently chose not to travel. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia Aaron McKee apologized for the situation Monday and said after meeting with Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, the matter had been resolved. McKee said there are no restrictions. The embassy is working very understand what transpired around this incident. We hope it will not happen again. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.